This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Corbin Middlemass on your radio, ABC Sport Digital, and on the ABC Listen app.
A new Sheffield Shield season is upon us, and one man who'll be out to stake his claim to return to the Test team some 4 years on since his last appearance. He is, of course, the Victorian star batsman in Marcus Harris, and he joins me on Summer Grandstand across the country. Marcus, appreciate your time.
No worries, Corby. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Importantly, how are you? Congratulations on the arrival of baby daughter Lily, who's just come in the off-season. You've been over having a UK summer. You've been a busy man.
Yeah, I have. I'm very good, thank you. I had two sort of stints over there. I came back in the middle for the birth of Lily in June, July sort of time, and then went back over. So it's been a bit hectic, but everything's going well. Anyone that's got two kids under two sort of knows what it's like, but my wife's been a superstar. So yeah, no, it's been very good. Thank you, mate.
Lots of FaceTime calls, I imagine.
Lots of FaceTime calls. Yeah. I'd sort of make sure I didn't sleep in too much in England and get up early and ring home and check in every day. So that was good, but nothing quite like being there in person.
How was the UK experience? I mean, we saw the numbers obviously back here. You got 300s and I think five other 50s, average 60 for your stint at Lancashire. You ended up captaining the team. But when you look back on it, how was your summer stint in the UK?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a whirlwind once I sat back and looked back at how it all went. I was grateful to get the opportunity at Lancashire with being such a big club and being so well known and playing at a ground like Old Trafford. So that was really good. There was plenty of stuff going on. It's the biggest county club I've ever played at. I've only ever played at the smallest sort of club. So that was a bit of a different experience, but really enjoyable summer. There was a bit of stuff going on off field with the club, but then they sort of sorted that out. And we had a good stint, and I really enjoyed my time. We also had Chris Green and Ashton Turner there as overseas while I was there, so that was nice. And then they were a good bunch of boys, so I really enjoyed it.
And how's Marcus Harris, the captain? How did you go with the main duties?
I didn't mind it too much. It sort of got thrust upon me a little bit, but it was good. I was lucky. In my first game, I had Jimmy Anderson to lead on a little bit. I had to lean on a little bit, so that was handy. But I enjoyed my time doing that. I'd done a little bit of it. I think the challenge is, like, when you go to county cricket, you don't really know the guys in and out like you probably would that I would my Victorian teammates. So that can be a little bit of a challenge. But I ended up doing a fair bit of it. So I didn't mind it. I enjoyed it, and it wasn't the end of the world if I didn't have to do it or if I did it. So I just did it when I needed to, and it was a nice different change. Makes the day in the field go a bit quicker.
One thing that was obvious to note looking at the scorecards was that you were listed at number four. So keep in mind, by the way, by the time this interview airs, you'll already have inserted your team sheet, I'm sure, for the game against South Australia in the Sheffield Shield, which starts on Saturday. Where are you going to bat in the lineup back here in Australian first class cricket? Are you now a number 3-4? Where are we going to see you?
I don't really know either. I think it keeps changing. I think the original plan was to bat at three, and then with the Australia A tour on, I think that sort of changes around a little bit. So I think I'll open this game and then see how we go from there. I'm not really that bothered. To be fair, Lancashire came to me when they signed me and said, would you be happy to bat at four? And I said, yeah, I'm happy to try something a little bit different. So we'll see how that goes. I'm not sure where it'll land. I think it'll either be three or opening, either way.
Mm. Did you get any feedback from the selectors as to how come you're batting at number four, the national selectors?
When I spoke to George, I just asked, did it matter? And he said, no, it doesn't matter. So I think I'm probably lucky in the fact that in 98% of the games of first-class cricket I've played, I've opened the batting before, so I don't think it really matters too much for me. But yeah, like I said, I think I'll open this game, and then I'm not sure where it'll end up next game, but I wouldn't have thought I'd be too far from the top.
All right. On behalf of the opening batsman and your union that you've had out there that you've been a part of for a long period of time, is it easier, Marcus, to bat at four than it is to open the batting?
No comment.
Ooh. Okay.
No, because sometimes it can be better, sometimes it can be worse. Yep. Different challenges. Probably the thing that I found batting at four is you'd like sometimes come in against spin a bit more, or the conditions of the wicket are a little bit different. So that was a different challenge to what it would be coming out against the new ball. But then also batting number four, you get to come off and sit down for 10 minutes before you have to do anything, which is really nice. So, yeah, it's all different. I still think opening the batting is probably the hardest spot to bat.
Yeah, you seem in a really good place. I'm sure having, you know, as you said, two kids under two will do that. And I did mention in the opener, it's been almost 4 years now since you last represented the national team. There's clearly a spot in the lineup seemingly available at the top of the order. How have your conversations been around that with the national selectors about possibly returning to the test team and what that would look like?
Oh, I think your outlook probably changes a little bit. Like you said, I haven't played for 4 years, and I think the last time I played, I wasn't married and I didn't have any kids, and then my life's changed a fair bit. So your outlook on life in general just changes a little bit. And then I think probably when you haven't played for 4 years, you can sometimes feel like it's a long way away. But I think having discussions with Ronnie and George, the optimism comes back a little bit. So that's been really good. And then probably just I've worked really hard on myself away from the game and just trying to get a better understanding of everything that goes on within the game of cricket. So that's really helped. And then just having a good process and a good way to prepare each game, that sort of the outcome is the outcome, but I know if I can nail my preparation, that gives me the best chance to succeed. So that's all I really try to do. And it's just all in a good place at the moment, to be fair.
I'm not trying to sort of reopen old wounds, but I guess from the outside looking in, I mean, it looked like you were the batsman in waiting, that you were the travelling guy, you were with the squad for large periods, and it felt like the next time there's a spot opening up, it's going to be you. And then, you know, despite the fact you didn't have a major dip in form, and really you'd barely played given the fact you're travelling around with the team, something changed, and all of a sudden you weren't the guy that was next in line, and seemingly you were down the pecking order. Did you get an understanding at least as to what happened or why that happened?
I think I've got a rough idea. I think sometimes you just... that's just the way the cards fall. But I think I'd like to say that I'm like internally, I never really give up. So you always sort of keep that belief that there will be an opportunity that comes somewhere down the line if you can keep doing the right thing. So, and you know, maybe it might have been luck of the draw that you don't cop, you know, some of that Indian attack last year on those tough wickets, and it might be another time that you get an opportunity or whatever. But at the time, it doesn't seem like that. At the time, it seems like the world's over and your test careers are over. But I just think, I feel like I said, I'm in a good space. Everything's working really well. And, you know, it'll get to the point where those teams are selected and you hope it goes your way. And if it doesn't, you'll be disappointed, but you get on with it.
You sound, even listening to you speak and the way you sound, you seem like you're in a great space with it all, and some other interviews that I've heard you do in the not-too-distant past. Something that is new for this Sheffield Shield season, and perhaps casual fans will just be getting their head around, even hardcore fans, given the fact it was only introduced last week, is the new injury sub. Do you have an understanding on how it's all going to work, and are you a fan of it?
No, I don't really have much an idea what's going on, and I feel like it could get exploited a little bit. Just like most rules in professional sport that get bought in. I think if I'm correct, Corby, you might have to correct me, but is it only in the first 2 days of the game and then
they're
out for 12 days maybe?
Yeah, so if you do sub someone out, they're going to have to miss 12 days on the back of that, and the opposition after 2 days also gets a right of reply. So basically, if you want to make a sub and it has to be a like for like, say you lose a fast bowler, you have to sub in a fast bowler, the opposition gets the chance to make a similar like for like sub, almost in the interest of fairness, in case what you're saying, that there is an exploitative nature to it.
Yeah, the only thing I could see potentially happening is teams do plan a fair way ahead. So if they sort of know that someone's going to miss the next game, they could probably get them to go as hard as they can for a couple of days and potentially... I assume Cricket Australia have thought about all of that, but that's just looking at it from scepticism sort of point of view. But yeah, I don't know. It'll sort of be time to tell. I don't know. Like, I feel like you pick your team for the game and then that's what it is. And it's just unlucky if those things happen. So, but we're in a world where everyone's got to get a go, don't they? So we'll see what happens.
We hear a lot about Campbell Callaway and Ollie Peake, who are obviously young, up-and-coming batsmen. I imagine you've had a fair bit to do with them in their early career. What can you tell us about them? Should we be excited for Australian cricket in what these two young men are capable of doing?
Yes, both very promising. Opened the batting with Campbell for the back half of last year, and he was really impressive. He's a workhorse. He nearly kills poor Benny Rohr and Bucky Rogers with how many balls he hits, but works really hard. Looks to be improving a lot every time I watch him. Obviously, he's played some Australia A cricket in the winter, which has been good for him just to play, you know, some different conditions and different oppositions. So he's only going to get better. And Ollie Peake, he sort of feels like he's got a 30-year-old's head on a 19-year-old's shoulders. He's I can't say enough about him. I've been so impressed with the way that he plays and he trains. He's only played one Shield game, but he got a really good 50 on a tough wicket against a good attack. So, yeah, they're both going to be future prospects. And we're pretty lucky. Victoria got some good young guys coming through. Harry Dixon looks promising as well. So, I think the challenge with the young guys is like for it can all happen really quickly. So they're just trying to help them and guide them through that. But yeah, they do look promising.
And last one, and the most important one, is Melbourne Demons, man. Are you trading or are you keeping Petrarca and Oliver?
I don't know. It seems a bit chaotic. To be honest, I didn't watch the footy super closely this year while I was away. It sort of felt like every time I turned a game on, it was crap. So I didn't really... I wasn't super invested. But yeah, obviously those guys have been a great part of our team for a long time. So... but you just see where it lands. I'm not sure as a cricketer I should be having an opinion on what's happening in footy.
Marcus, appreciate your time as always. Have a great summer. Can't wait to see you back amongst the runs and appreciate your time as always on ABC Sport.
Good man, Corby.